changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
The conference that I'm getting into over the next few days, it's 24 hours live over the next 3 days. And it's taught by a guy named Russell Brunson. Now, unless you do what I do, which means trying to carry a message of transformation to the world, it's really not very, very helpful. I wouldn't say it is. It's not just, you know, motivation or life tools or anything like that. It's specifically business. And I'm very excited to be able to do this. The thing is, where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. I was listening to a podcast the other day by Russell Brunson talking about business, and he said that the most important book that he had ever read is Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. And I went, what? What? I mean, I have read Think and Grow Rich a few times. I've struggled with areas of my life, even with having read that some. I would consider myself to be overall a great success in my mind, and that's what matters. It doesn't matter what the world says. But anyway, there's still some areas in which I struggle, just like you do too. So I heard about this book called Outwitting the Devil. Now, whenever you say the word devil, I start to look at the number of viewers because people start to think this is a religious commentary. It is not, not at all. If the book is not about religion, it's about spirituality. But it's purely giving evil a personification or darkness a personification. And it's actually a very metaphysical book. In the book, Hill interviews the devil. The devil again being the dark side of all of us, the shadow side in Jungian therapy, the limited side, the ego in what most of us nowadays talk about, thanks to metaphysics and thanks to Eckhart Tolle and many other authors, Wayne Dyer, the ego. The devil represents that. So in this book, Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich, the author of The Laws of Success, is interviewing the devil, and the idea is that the devil has to answer Hill's questions. There's no choice here. The devil must answer, and Hill begins to he prosecutes him basically. And what's not prosecutes him? That's a bit too strong. He's not condemnatory. He's more inquisitive into the deep ways that the devil, darkness, gets us off track, causes us to lead lives we're not happy about, causes us to do things that we are not proud of, causes us to live lives of regret. Wow. It's an interesting book. And one of the most interesting things about the book is that in the interview, the devil tells Hill that he's going to prevent him from ever getting the book published. He tells him that there's no way, because in the book, he talks about how two of the things that keep people from living happy, healthy lives are religion. And not the main thing is the reason religion and the reason schools is that most people don't think. Most people don't think for themselves. They fall asleep. They follow other people. This is why when the Buddha, when Siddhartha Gautama became the Buddha, he described himself as simply being awake. He had changed nothing. He had developed nothing. He simply was with what is. But most people are with what isn't. Most of the time we are thinking and worrying about things that are in the future, which according to the devil is one of his, in the book again, okay? By the way, I don't believe, this is me personally, okay? I don't believe in a devil. I do believe there is a darkness. I do believe there's an ego. I do believe there is a shadow side. I do believe you can't have a top without a bottom. And so I also believe that the great spiritual struggle is to amplify the light that is within us so that it casts out the shadows that are within all of us. The concept that I want to talk to you about this today And the one that Hill keeps returning to, just keeps talking about in this book, is the idea of drifting. 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 And as I listened to it, I was kind of like, yeah, I get it, I get it, I get it. And we all know what drifting means, you know? I know as a pilot, when I was used to fly planes, you literally, because of your GPS, you could see exactly where you were supposed to go. It would be like a, excuse me, a pink line. It's like a video game. And you're supposed to put your little red plane right on top of that. And sometimes the wind would push you. You would have done nothing, but then the wind, you'd catch a little bit of wind and you'd drift off. And literally from that little drip, now you could have followed that forever, but from just a little breeze, you get drifted off. And now, instead of flying to St. Louis, you're flying to Chicago. Because once we start drifting, we then don't catch ourselves. We don't bring ourselves back. We don't bring ourselves back to focus. Now, I see right now that there's about, 25 of you on live with me now. Probably before we're done, 150 to 300 of you will watch before it's all said and done, a few thousand. Here's my question. Many of you have watched these jump starts on a regular basis. Do you remember me doing everything leading up to 2021? Writing a letter, 2021 is going to be the best year of my life. Because, do you remember making that statement? Do you remember writing that letter? I know many of you actually sat down and did as I suggested and wrote a letter. 2021, it's going to be the best year of my life because, and I said, don't put in everything, but put in something, something big. And my question now is, I'm guessing if you're like me, you've drifted. This is why the complaint-free challenge is so difficult. That is why just putting this on your wrist and every time you catch yourself complaining, taking it off your wrist and moving it to the other wrist so that you become aware is so damn difficult. Because what I found, and I'm just being honest with you, it's also anything... The difficulty in achieving something is often exactly the proportionate benefit. Yes, doing the 21-day challenge is extremely difficult until you stay with it, but it will transform every area in your life, and I don't need to preach on that right now. If you've been listening to me, you know that. But we drift. People put the bracelet on their wrist, and they do the challenge for a day or two, and usually they go, whoa! Oh my God, I can't believe how much I complain. I'm going to throw this damn thing in the drawer. Bah, get it off of me. Or they start to drift. And I know this firsthand because the woman I was dating was pretty negative when we first met. And she, because of me, I mean, not because of me, like I told her to do this, but just being around me, she chose to take the 21-day challenge. And at first, man, that bracelet was being switched, and she was really becoming aware of it. And then after, I don't know, a week or two, I saw the bracelet was still on the wrist, which was great, but it wasn't being switched quite so much, and the negativity was starting to come out. It's hard. We have to, when we drift, we go to sleep. Think about it as drifting off to sleep. We are awake physically. But in that area of our minds, our consciousness is no longer aware of it. For so long, I struggled with binge eating and all this kind of stuff. And I can remember there would be times when I would set goals for, you know, I won't eat after 7 o'clock and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I always had a mitigating factor which would cause me to drift. But baby, once I had drifted, I was drifted. And you probably wonder then, okay, this is how the ego, the devil, whatever, gets you off track. You know, is Hill going to leave you here? No, because one of the good things is because he is allowed to basically, the devil cannot lie, cannot change anything in this. He has to give honest answers. He talks about how when something bad happens in our life, that causes us to refocus. Isn't that amazing? And it's true. I know that since this breakup, and by the way, I know that a lot of you are going through similar things. I actually got a very touching email from someone yesterday who's going through a very similar situation. Things seemed to be going great, and then all of a sudden things were over and very little explanation and just a complete cutoff. That's heartbreaking. And my heart goes out to you and to everyone who's going through stuff. And I know that we all are. Like I said, just as I was feeling really, really sad about what I was going through, I was having lunch with a friend who's having a child who's dying, and we're all hurting, y'all. We all are. And I think that sometimes that can be one of the things that causes us to awaken, not fully, but to at least go back to focusing and stop drifting. When we get knocked off our horse, that's when we pay more attention to how we were riding. And we often get knocked off our horse. Listen to me. I think this is what I'm about to say is going to be harsh. Not harsh. It's going to be important, but you might hear it as harsh. And I know it was harsh to me when I said it to myself, but this came to me in journaling. Sometimes I create the negative experiences in my life, I think, simply to cause me to stop drifting. In other words, here's a just a minor example. You know, let's say you get up and weigh yourself, and it's a thing you do regularly, and you're always checking. Yeah, you just want to be mindful. Just, you know, you've set in your mind that this is what your weight is. Mr. Rogers weighed himself every single day. There's nothing wrong with it. And you get up one day, and you find that you're up a pound, two, three, et cetera. Well, all of a sudden, it's a bad thing. I'm up 3 pounds. And yet what's happened is over the previous days, week even, probably what you've been eating health-wise has been drifting. Your portions have been increasing and you don't realize it. Or maybe you didn't have one cookie the other night, you had five, or whatever it is. What I'm saying is that when we drift, we end up getting knocked back on course by life if we're open to it. So I want you to ask yourself, what is it that's really, really important to you? We're only not even a third of the way into 2021. 2021 is the best year of my life because, and if you've drifted, come back. Don't wait till the end of the year, or 6 months from now, or 3 months from now when I bring this up again. Because what's going to happen is, if you're off course now, you're going to stay off course. And then in the end, you're going to turn around and you're going to feel really, really bad about yourself. And you're just going to make another commitment and drift. Commit and drift. The way we stay on course, the way we stop drifting is we remember what our core values are. We remember what it is we want. Put it on a piece of paper and put it in front of you. Post-it note it all around you. Set it as the wallpaper on your screen. When you keep focused, you can't drift. All right, everybody, I'm going to give you a chance to say something, and then we're going to say goodbye. Bless you all. Listen, take this in. And if you want to read an amazing book, by the way, I said that the devil said that Napoleon Hill was going to stop him from publishing this book. Well, the book wasn't published. Hill died in 1974, and the book was published in 2003. And chances are you've never heard of it. And I'm a personal development junkie, and I've never heard of it. Check it out. It's really well acted on Audible. You can probably also download it from iTunes, and you can get it from Amazon.com. Sometimes I get myself so wired up, I have to stop and take a breath. Paulus is grateful for the sun. Good morning, Christina. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Jerome says, I'm grateful to start every morning with prayer and meditation. Great. Liz Doucette says, as Sneddon says, I am reading Think and Grow Rich again right now. Good. If you haven't read Think and Grow Rich, you need to. I'm reading this book called Millionaire Success Habits by Dean DeGrasio, I think is his name. My apologies. Anyway, one of the things that he recommends, and also my friend Ray Higdon, and that is that if it's not taking you towards your goals, get it out of your life. And so I've deleted my news apps on my phone. I've deleted, and so everything. When I normally would, you know, have my phone in my hand, the first app, the very first app on my phone is my Kindle. And you can do the same thing. All right, Jennifer says, I'm grateful for my life, my love, and I'm grateful for my support system for my partner. I will add this book to my book list. Good morning, says Brittany Lynn. I've drifted my whole life, man. Brittany, wake up, babe. I have too. Wake up. I have drifted my whole life in one way or the other. So what we've got to do is figure out what the one thing is or the thing, and we have to make sure we don't drift in that area. Then we find another one. Good analogy, says Linda Starnes, whose name is so familiar with my first wife, so similar. Good to stay on track. You know us so well. Hey, I get up in the morning and wonder who you all are. I do not know who, I don't know what this app is, and I'm not going to allow you to, excuse me, this post a Facebook link. So I'm going to delete this comment, Samuel. Sorry about that. If you want to send it to me in a message and I look at it and I'm okay with it, cool. But we don't just post links here. So it's never too late to find your course. You know what? Exactly. Exactly. Just find your course, stay on course, and you're going to have the best year of your life. And remember, everybody is going to get you off course from time to time. And I want to say something once again. Rebecca says, love listening to you each morning. Friends, we're building a community. And because I said the word community, it's time for you to please click share right now. And then type the word share in the comment section or shared. This is how we build our jumpstart community. We want everybody to jumpstart their day in a positive way. We want to expand minds and open hearts. That's my goal every morning. I sit here and I think and I write and I pray and I'm grateful for this opportunity. You know, I started doing these live a year ago so that it would be a lifeline for you. It's been a lifeline for me and continues to be, so thank you. It is the importance difference between good and evil, says Barbara Jo. Stay good and gratitude keeps me grounded. Yes, it does. Thanks, Will. Always love hearing your voice in the morning. You're all so sweet. Thanks so much. I'm waiting on those share buttons. Share, share, share. Share is not just a headliner in Hollywood. Please click share. Thanks, everybody. And if you're new here for the first time, let us know. We'll be sure and pile a little bit of love on you. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about, I like this one. Yeah. Call this the ego trap. Have you ever been caught in the ego trap? Probably. It's kind of amazing and it's very insidious. And we're going to talk about it. Not like trapped in your ego. We're going to talk about how the ego itself ensnares you. That is your dark side. That's your hidden side. Congratulations, Michelle Bland is the very first person to share and click share. Now, how many are going to be the next ones? We'll see. Everybody make it a great day. Love you all. Whoop, real quick, I just saw this. I searched YouTube and found an audiobook there to listen for free. That's why I said what I said. Plus, I shared the link this video. No issue, Sam. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. I have had people very recently, lots of happening. We get so many people who watch me, Sam or Samuel, that it's a good avenue for people to spam other people. And that's why I just had to kind of set this rule. If you go in and look at my blog posts, I have to have somebody go in there once a week and clean out all the spam stuff. So just always want to be careful. No harm, no foul. Send it to me, would you? Message it to me, Samuel. I'd like to see it. Okay. Thanks very much. Rebecca says shared. All right, everybody. I got to go do this training. I'm a professional speaker, remember? I've got so many speeches coming up. This is exciting. I may be in some of y'all's neck of the woods. We may have to work it out to get together once the virus lessens. Enjoy today. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.